I can't figure out if 1132 is on your side or not on your side.
I don't know.
Because I love lavender. Scott's trying to purge me of it and prayer.
I don't have a problem with things that were originally lavender, like a pillow spray, a body wash, or a something like that. Suddenly adding lavender to every consumable thing, like, I don't know, we're going to have lavender on our steak, our T-bone, like that suddenly enhances it. No, leave certain things where they should be. A body rub, a body spray, a cream, a pillow spray, a scented wall plug.
And I'm trying
so
to
that
live,
you can make your room smell good.
And I'm trying to live my best life over here, drinking and eating all the lavender. That's why I'm so calm. And you're such a high-strung Sally. So 1132 says, praise lavender, Scott. Is that for or against? I don't know.
I guess you be the judge.
2973. Love how I'm alone in my car laughing my butt off to you two. And people probably think I'm crazy. Or they're laughing too.
Thank you, Luciano. Glad I was able to hear a sermon driving to work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 9010. Lavender butter.
Oh, stop. You know what? Go rub it on your armpits. It'll do something. Don't put it on my toast.
Jeez. Oh, this is a good point. 5136. Yes, consume lavender. It's an herb like rosemary. There you go. Amen.
I think I'd rather you consume the other herb.
Well, that can also be made into butter.
Also has a calming effect.
And then 0452, hallelujah.
That's exactly it. Hallelujah. All right. The curiosity came up because I was talking to somebody. I realized my brother the other day is one of the two phone numbers that I literally remember. Now, admittedly, his is a landline. He's 70. Okay, we're going to let him have some slack on that.
Sure.
But he is he is the last remaining phone number that I remember off the top of my head.
He's the last remaining landline.
He is. Well, that too. I have sat across from Allie for literally shy of 18 years. I mean, we are, my God, we're within 2 weeks of an 18-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. I still don't know her phone number, her personal phone number, and it has not changed the entire time we've been together.
I know yours off the top of my head. I can say it right now. I won't.
Let's not.
Okay. But I know it, but I don't know my significant others. I mean, we've been together a lot less time than Scott and I, but I just think it's funny. You, my mom, my dad, my brother.
Those are the only ones you know. Mm-hmm. What is the longest running phone number you've had? And is it actually this phone number?
For me, it is. And the only other number I know is my mother's number.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I used to know everyone's number. I memorized everyone's number. What am I doing with that brain space now?
I think that's why I can't remember anything now, is I remembered so many numbers, birthdays, and all that before.
Well, you burned it all out of the ability out of your skull?
Yes, or maybe drank it. But
okay, that's possible too. All right, so how long have you had this phone number then?
I've had this number since 1995, so like just shy of 30 years.
Whoa!
So you literally had this when you were almost carrying a cell phone in a bag still.
I was a very early carrier of a cell phone. It was a Nokia, and that thing, man, you could throw it up against a wall and it would still work.
Yeah.
I loved that thing so much.
Oh my God.
You know,
30 years.
That is wild. I will say that I feel like the phones are back to being pretty indestructible again.
Oh, we've reached a point that the disposability is gone. Mm-hmm. All right. Can anybody beat 30 years? Now, okay.
I'm 25. I had to do it on the
phone.
You're
25 with this same phone number?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if this is generation. You know, I just realized I'm 19 years with the same exact phone number. And before that, I don't think it was only one.
You're not that far behind. That's what I wanted to ask Jason. So Jason's 19. Does your generation change numbers that often, or do they try to stick to the same number? Are they holding out?
I say they stick to it, but I've had about like four.
Whoa.
So far. But the first one doesn't really count.
Wait, why does the first one not count? I gotta know.
My 16-year-old phone number, because I got a phone at 16, that is my OG number.
Honey, that's a 25-year-old phone number. When you were 16, your math was a little off.
No, that's what I mean. My 16, when I was 16, my 16-year-old number.
Oh, when you were 16, you're 16 years old. I'm like, are you trying to shed a couple years here?
No. My 16-year-old number.
Suddenly she's 31 again.
That's the same one. See, I'm too afraid to lose friends. That I switch numbers, then I all of a sudden am not going to have somebody's number that I haven't talked to in like 13 years.
Hold on a second. Right. because then randomly that call's coming. Oh, a question. Actually, that sort of did happen to me. My buddy Scott called me randomly after 5 years out of Buffalo. You make a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the first number not count?
I was like 10. It was one of those like $5 track phones from Family Dollar. I rarely ever used it.
Yes.
It's because like the situation was like I was like bawling my eyes out because my dad was like 10 minutes late coming home from work and I thought something happened.
Oh.
So that's what they got me that little track phone.
You're such a little sensitive soul.
Dude,
and I love it.
I was freaking out.
I bet.
5146, 26 years with my cell number. Now I am curious to know, is this a younger generational thing that they change numbers more? 3490, my
parents.
See,
by the way, they need to build resilience in this younger generation. My mom left me at a choir concert once and I had to wait for like an hour.
Right. God.